Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, improvement coming to the National Stadium and Jamaican products to be marketed on the Geographical Indications Framework. Stay with us.
Mr. Speaker, in 2013-2014, there was a plan for the National Stadium upgrade in order to adhere to international standards. These improvements will enhance our ability to attract more international events. The overall cost projected for the upgrade of the National Stadium facility is $270 million.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley making her contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Minister Nita Headley says the upgrade of the facility will take place in five phases, noting that the scope of work will involve the construction of concession stands, additional restrooms, and the installation of skyboxes in the south and north bleachers.
Phase one of the refurbishment has begun on the bleachers. 14 street lamps have been retrofitted with LED bulbs in order to improve IPL's energy efficiency. New filters, finally, for the National Stadium swimming pool. This was commissioned in February of 2014, thanks to the over $31 million in funding provided by the Sports Development Foundation.
The sports minister adds that work was also carried out on the Lila Robinson netball courts. She says markings have been completed, new surfaces laid, and goalposts installed. A contract for the upgrading of the seating was signed on Friday, June 20, and material to start the work is expected to arrive in Jamaica in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Attorney General Patrick Atkinson is advocating for an increase in the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF allocation made available to Members of Parliament, MPs. The CDF seeks to improve the effectiveness of MPs by providing funding for constituency projects.
Our job is hard enough, and less than 15 million is woefully inadequate. We are elected by the people, and our work is long and our work is hard.
Mr. Atkinson was addressing last Wednesday's sitting of Parliament. The main thrust of the fund is to promote human and infrastructural development at the community and constituency levels through sustainable development projects. To date, it has helped to finance the rehabilitation of housing for indigents, fix roads, undertake agricultural projects, repair basic schools and community centers, provide back-to-school assistance, and fund sports and healthy lifestyle projects. And Jamaican products and services are being repositioned to generate significant revenue earnings through the implementation of an Intellectual Property Geographical Indications GI framework. The GI is an inscription used on products with a precise geographical origin and qualities or a reputation as a result of that place of origin. It often consists of the name of the place of origin being displayed on the product. The framework's implementation results from discussions and related engagements initiated since 2008, which led to a partnership being forged between the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, and Switzerland's Federal Institute of Intellectual Property. So far, JIPO has received one application from the Jamaica Jerk Producers Association for Jamaican GI registration and designation. Details were announced by State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce Sharon Folks-Abrahams during her 2014-2015 sectoral debate presentation last Wednesday.
Mr. Speaker, this is a big step forward for GI development in Jamaica. We must put ourselves in a position to ride this wave by creating more IP products and services and in building a modern, vibrant IP industry.
Mrs. Folks-Abrahams indicated that other products are being explored for possible GI protection, including Blue Mountain Coffee and Jamaica Rum. The Protection of Geographical Indications Act is also to be amended to provide a higher level of protection for non-wines and spirits such as rum. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.